Well, I hope that will happen as part of the November 9th event that we have. So after the sharing of On Native Land, we're going to have a conversation with the audience and me and the rest of the cast and creative team. And so I really hope that that is a place for those discussions to happen, and that audiences who attend that work will be able to bring all their questions and all their, you know, ideas of what they might be interested in hearing from us as a, you know, group of artists who are right in the middle of a creative process.
That's wonderful, because sometimes you go to an event and they pick 8 people out of the whole cast, and you can ask the 8 people questions, and then it's like the people are itching to go home. So, I mean, this sounds just amazing that people will have the time to talk and ask questions and
And we encourage it. You know, I think also when I introduce that event, it's framed as being this is in process. And so hopefully as people are watching it, they can be thinking about those questions and thinking about different aspects of the production that will be further realized in the future.
Can you tell us more about the Indigenous artists that are being featured within these productions?
We have, like I was saying, Venus, who's headlining our bash, but also Pilk Silk, who are this Inuk throat singing and electroacoustic music. Notorious Cree, who's a brilliant dancer, powwow dancer, who's super popular online, as well as a dancer choreographer named Jera Wolf, who's from Toronto and who's going to be featured throughout the festival, is both performing and choreographing in multiple different performances, and then we have a whole group. We have a number of different actors. I would say half of the cast. So our cast is 13 of On Native Land, and about half are Indigenous artists featured. Some of them will be familiar to audiences who have seen some of my other work, like Dylan Chiblo, Caitlin Yacht, Aaron Wells, Winona Miles. I was mentioning Tonin Lee Wright before, who are all bringing with them so much depth of character and artistry behind their performances. So it's a gigantic cast and festival, and yeah, we're just so excited for audiences to get to see it all.
Where is it slated to go anywhere else from here, or will you continue workshopping and developing it in Vancouver?
The Transform Festival is going to come back again in 2025, so we're planning that again. The other thing I wanted to make sure I mentioned is that we also have free tickets available to Indigenous people. So by using the code Indigenous at checkout, you'll get 2 free tickets. And if you want to bring more people, Indigenous people can reach out to outreach@theculch.com and get groups to be able to come for free. So it's very exciting. It's trying to break down those barriers and make sure that the access is there and that we really have a strong presence from the community.
Yeah, that's unheard of. I mean, you don't hear that every day, I should say.
Yeah.
What about, since you have youth, do you have anything that involves the parents of the youth in developing or preparing for a program like this?
I wouldn't say the parents of the youth, but a lot of, like, for example, with Vancouver Youth Choir, over the years, I've gone in and done different teaching education around songs, around the history of certain songs, around how those songs came to be and the different characters that the stories are expressing. And so what's fantastic is that there's all that knowledge that's been developed over many years of learning this music, and that now is a time where that's all going to be, you know, shared. So it's really exciting. We're so excited. What that one of the songs will have about 150 singers singing it at the concert. So on November 8th, that will be a real momentous event.
It's going to really make Remembrance Day memorable. What can you say, who the research that was done on Indigenous veterans, where did you or who did you draw upon for that research?
Well, I don't know. It's every artist and composer who's bringing work to the program has a different perspective that they're bringing. So each song will have a different perspective that it's sharing. And then some of them are also like where, you know, I was mentioning before about Russell Wallace having this song Forgotten Warriors. But then other songs like that one is very, very specific about veterans and his experience and his knowledge and research that he did in developing that. But then some of them are simple, like, for example, the piece Cold Isn't Permanent from a musical called Les Filles du Roi that I wrote. And that's a song where it's about recognizing, you know, the impermanence of things and the renewal and growth. And so there's a lot of different themes that relate to different veterans' experiences that I know and have heard from people over the years where that will hold a great resonance with their experience. And so I think it's about matchmaking and figuring out, okay, what is the best song to best articulate that feeling? And so that's how we've gone about crafting the program.
Because when I think back, you know, about previous Remembrance Day programs, I can't remember anyone playing any song or doing a tribute to Indigenous veterans. It's like, it feels like you're going to fill a gap.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Was that intentional, or are you looking, are there other ways that you'll be making people aware of the program or so that they can listen out or tag it among the things that they're going to do over Remembrance Day?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we have a whole team of people who are doing outreach related to each separate program, and absolutely Indigenous veterans are included in that, and also giving special focus to that community, because exactly like what you said, I think a lot of times Remembrance Day focuses on you know, veterans just generally, but I think that a lot of people have forgotten about Indigenous people's contribution to different efforts historically. And so this gives us, it's not trying to say like anyone is wrong for doing that. Obviously, Indigenous veterans are lumped into the other, you know, Remembrance Day activities because they contributed. But I think it just gives a moment to acknowledge that history and to give special mention to those Indigenous soldiers who fought so courageously for us. So it really is an opportunity to just hold space for that very specific part of the history. And it's nice too that it happens a couple days before Remembrance Day, just so that obviously there are so many events surrounding Remembrance Day that are really important. And but I think having it on November 8th gives it a sort of special significance, especially this year with this concert.
Definitely. I'm not picking on you about veterans, but do you know, does it include anything about women veterans? You rarely hear during Remembrance Day anything about, a small amount about women's veterans, but nothing about Indigenous women veterans. Do you know whether that occurs, or is any part of the song that would direct people to thinking about that or recognizing that?
Yeah, I don't know that anything is specific to women or men. I think it's just Indigenous. Well, when I know the song Forgotten Warriors, like warriors isn't a gendered term, so I think it is meant to be everyone. But I'm really hopeful that we will have women Indigenous veterans attend, and certainly that's definitely worthy of mention as well, I think. And something that also that we're thinking about too is also the intergenerational aspect of it as well. So like family members, young people, like children, grandchildren of Indigenous veterans, to try to bring everyone in, just because I know that they need that space as well, right? Like there's so much that's passed down intergenerationally, and having that moment to be able to hold space and pause will be really, really special.
No, I think it'll be important because it's just being missed, and so it's something else that families, relatives, people can, you know, they might be, may not be a medal, or there might be something in the house that they don't recognize, because if it's there, but it wasn't mentioned in any of the ceremonies, or Indigenous veterans were not, you know, honored, then the children just don't think, oh, you know, we were a part of building, or we were a part of securing democracy. We were a part of that. So I think it's really, as it says, it's creating conversations.
Absolutely.
That we really need, because there's so many things that, so many people who say nothing is happening and everything is just mean speech. And this is just such a dramatic evidence of positive speech, so many levels that, you know, the festival is going to be touching.
Yeah, and it's also not trying to say that this is, you know, the be-all and end-all. Our real hope is, you know, what we were talking about before, is that this acts as a catalyst, right, for change, you know, as a starting place for people. And I think that not seeing this as being the thing that is the solution, right? It's more so that this then inspires people to think more broadly and to maybe include more perspectives in the future. So I think that's also part of our ability to think really boldly about how we're programming, because we recognize that once that hits an audience, once that is inspiring a community, who knows where we'll be in 5 years.
Right, and a song. Well, I like your eyes. Igniting and inspiring. And with that igniting and inspiring, it just builds bridges, because you've set such a beautiful template that people can follow, and seemingly, you know, bringing together people who haven't been together before, they probably will continue because they're finding, well, this is a good experience. And, you know, I'd love to just see the expressions that will be on people's faces as they leave the different events.
Mm-hmm. So, and putting that good medicine out there, really recognizing that that there is a web of connection that we all have, and that when those connections are good, and when we have an opportunity to have these experiences that build relationships, that only helps to make better relationships even outside of the theater and within communities that maybe haven't even experienced our work.
You're listening to Sistasy's conversation with Corey Payette, the curator of the Transform Festival, which happens November 6th to 9th at the Vancouver Playhouse. We'll be right back to their conversation, but first we're going to hear a track by Pilk Silk, who are one of the performing artists at the Transform Festival. This is Nunatokilak, Land to Sky, by Pilk Silk.
Thank you.
Tokilak, Land to Sky by Pilk Silk here on Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon, where Systacy is interviewing Corey Payette, curator of the Transform Festival, which happens November 6th to 9th at the Vancouver Playhouse. And now back to their conversation.
Okay, well, Richard and Regina have just come onto the line. Imaginary people. But will you go back again and just highlight the things that are happening across the festival? Transform mm-hmm. Festival, transforming you daily.
Yeah. Well, so tickets are available at transformfestival.ca. The opening performance it's called the Opening Night Bash. That's hosted by our protocol keeper, Hwilemia Sparrow from the Musqueam Nation, and also co-hosted by the Canada's Drag Race Season 4 winner, Venus. And then that features bands like Pilk Silk, dancer, Métis dancer and choreographer Jara Wolf, also Notorious Cree, who's a huge dancer and personality on Instagram and TikTok. On November 7th, that's our circus ball. And so that's hosted by Ralph Escamillan and features circus artists collaborating with ballroom, like voguing style dancing. Promised to be such a great time, a really unique event. On the Friday, November 8th, that's the In Spirit, a concert for heroes. And that's a concert that I'll be hosting that is a day to honor national Indigenous veterans. And so that whole concert is going to be featuring Corleone and Vancouver Youth Choir, featuring Indigenous composers, songs by people like Russell Wallace and myself. Who will be singing and holding space for this important day and honoring Indigenous veterans. And then the final day on November 9th is the special workshop sharing of On Native Land. And this is a musical that I've been writing for the last 5 years. It's a musical that intersects identity, Indigenous identity, and also land, and looks at how those two things are interconnected. And we'll be sharing that on the Saturday night, November 9th. And that will be followed by a conversation with myself and the rest of the company around, well, hopefully different feedback that people have around the piece, but also a real opportunity to come together and have a discussion, build relationships, and then there will be a closing night party as well as an opening night party. So chances for people to talk about the work and also to connect about what else is happening. So it promises to be an amazing event. Oh, and the other thing is Indigenous people get free tickets with the code Indigenous, putting it into the box office at checkout. If they want to come with more people, so if any sort of group wants to come, they can reach out to outreach@theculch.com and they'll be able to access group tickets, free tickets for Indigenous people. So we want to make sure that there are no barriers to access and really make sure that we get as many people at the Playhouse as possible. So excited.
I'm so excited. Now, you said, what's the site that they go to buy the tickets?
Transformfestival.ca.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure to get that or people will be calling our station. Where is it that you buy the tickets? But transformfestival.ca.
Wonderful.
Well, I thank you for coming on and sharing so much information about something that just sounds phenomenal.
It's so great to meet you, and I really am so grateful for this conversation. I feel very, very, like my heart is full. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, my imagination is full. I look forward to coming and seeing all these different things, and just the way that you have described it, it's not something that will just be like you see a movie, and then that's it until people make the follow-up next year. I think it is going to inspire lots of conversations and new perspectives. So thank you so much. And my show is called Saluau, and it stands for My Guest and I Speak Up So You Can Listen Up and Act Upon What You've Heard.
I love it.
So you've given us lots of things to think about. And, you know, when people ask me what time it is, I say our show comes on Friday mornings at 10. But in truth, it's always love time, poem time.
Love.
Oh, I love that.
Poem time. Love time. From heaven to shine. Love time, poem time. Time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time. Time for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time. Time for poems, poets and singers. To untie all life's ringers. Poem time, love time. Time for you to reveal to me. Unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words. Place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, love time, poem time, times for words from heaven to shine. Love time, poem time, time for words to pattern and rhyme. Love time, poem time, times for words to wash the wounds, bind the lashes and play bassoon. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time. Time for poems, poets, singers. Time to untie all life's ringers. Time for you to reveal to me. Unravel all your mystery. Time for joy and utter grace. Rest from toiling in this place. Place of poems, place of words, place for love instead of swords. Love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time, poem time, poem time, love time, love time.
Diverse, independent, yours. You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia.
Panic, I earn my pennies, hear the heart the way you feel the magic, cause I can see the head illuminate and pull the rabbit. You want the pray out loud. Give me guidance, give me love, give me strength from up above. Give me courage and protection and the blessing over us. Like you finna tell me, boys, don't cry when I roll your nuts. This for the youngins here that feel like they ain't been enough. Had a rough situation, tough, but the spirit shining through. Create a new, the world needed one of you. Cause the future looking bright and real sacred as the youth's refuge.
Support each other. Be one of Radio's best friends by becoming a CJSF supporter and making a donation during Fun Drive this year, October 28th to November 3rd.